Hello, this is astrologer Shelley Entine, and I'm giving you my opinion about the Pisces full moon that is coming on Wednesday the 30th of August at 9:36 p.m. in the Eastern Daylight Time. And one of the things we should mention about this is that it's the infamous blue moon, which means there have been two full moons in the Gregorian calendar of a month. I say it like that because it really is a very recent thing that came up in a farmer's almanac at some point in time. And it's really, for an astrologer, I have to say, for me personally, the blue moon isn't a big deal. When you have enough time in a month for the sun and the moon to change, and you'd have to be right at the beginning for a full moon and then right at the end, well, one day before the end of August, this is what happens. But for an astrologer, what's very exciting is when you have a full moon in the same sign twice in a year, because that is the emphasis on the polarity, okay? So, and this would also be the 2.5 years where you actually have a 13th moon. You don't have them every year. So that just doesn't happen. But this is one of them. This is the 13th moon year. We still have full moons to go. So I wouldn't even call it the 13th moon. But you'll see a lot of people calling it a lot of things if you're on social media. Now, what's interesting also about this full moon is that for the most part, there are manageable challenges and fewer than some of the ones I've seen. However, the one that is here is a kind of a chronic malaise, let's put it that way. The polarity itself is the instinctive feeling nature of the moon in Pisces, which wants to be going with the flow, using the feelings and the psychic information, having a chance to drift into maybe the fantastical sometimes with Pisces. It doesn't like to be sort of tied down in any way. And moon in Pisces can be, I'll never forget when my teacher told me that they are easily seduced. And he didn't mean that in the sense of sexual seduction, although it could possibly be, but that things can capture their fancy. You know, so they can be taken for a ride if somebody knows how to present things in such a way. Also, the moon in Pisces is very sensitive in picking up the energy of others, right? It's like a kind of a super sponge. Pisces does that as a sun sign, but the moon is, you know, really has to be careful and know that it isn't always their own illness or their own low energy or their own negativity that they are experiencing. It can be that of others. And that's why when this moon is just coming off a conjunction to Saturn retrograde in Pisces, there is, again, as I said, this sort of a chronic malaise. Saturn in Pisces can bring in fearful attitudes and also this feeling that the structures, which are Saturn, are dissolving or unclear or confusing in Pisces. Yeah? So the moon has absorbed this as it moves towards the opposition to the sun in Virgo, which is all about structure, order. Let's analyze this. Let's make sure we're logically sound here before we get started. It's also a sign that deals with health and the idea of work as, you know, being of service to others, and that is a high level for people to be in service, no matter what you do, what station you are in life, if what you do is bringing something to benefit others. But the sun in Virgo is completely at the other side of the pole from this chronic malaise. It would like to get things to happen. It would like to get things ordered and going. This is the time of year where we're heading into the different season, where in the northern hemisphere, we are hopefully, I have to say, getting ready to feel the fall weather coming in and start to see the change in the trees and things like that. By the end of August, going into late September, we should definitely start feeling it. And, you know, the nights are growing longer and days are growing shorter. So we are at this point where it's time to look at what we need to preserve, you know. So we're coming to this sort of a fruition point for the energy that we've been in, but we're dealing with that holding on of this, as I say, sort of low-frequency emotional energy of that malaise or literal fear and uncertainty. One thing we can know when we're looking at the chart for this is that both the moon and the sun are on their way to helpful aspects to Jupiter in Taurus. And so that is something to keep in mind. If you feel the more negative energy at this Pisces full moon, it's not going to last. Things are moving towards a better focus, a better experience. The moon will sextile from Pisces, Jupiter, and Taurus. That's a helpful opportunity. And the flow of energy and benefit comes easily to the sun in Virgo when it gets to the trine to Jupiter. And we have had another planet retrograde, and that's Uranus. So Uranus is retrograde, and Jupiter actually will also retrograde on the 4th of the month of September. So this is still a direct Jupiter, though. And so we can hope that we get in time, not too soon after this, however. The moon will make it, but the sun will be just a little too late to make the trine to a direct Jupiter, but that's okay. It's still going to feel better. So just keep that in mind. And then other aspects don't seem to be as troubling. I mean, Venus is still retrograde, but she's going to go direct just a few days after this. And she is moving away from, in retrograde, a square to Jupiter and Taurus. So she's coming off sort of a binge, you know, like binge watching or binge eating or binge spending. She's getting her act together. But when she goes direct, she'll go back and square Jupiter again. But we will talk a little bit more about that when we get to the weekly astrology forecast, because that comes in late on Sunday evening in the Eastern time zone. And of course, like every retrograde planet, it doesn't get up to speed for a while. It doesn't immediately start acting like you wish it would. But one of the things that is also helpful in this particular lunar is that Mercury, which is retrograde, you're feeling it, I'm feeling it, especially It's in my first house. So, you know, where the Mercury is retrograding has a lot to do with whether you think it's one of the worst, or, you know, you have, well, I hardly noticed, or whether it's a chart ruler of yours, and that would be if they, you have the ascendant or sun in either Virgo or Gemini. You'll definitely feel it more. But for me, I'm noticing. So I'm happy to see that at the time of the full moon, Mercury is trine Jupiter and heading towards it in retrograde. So that brings some optimism to the party, right? Even Virgo can be optimistic, especially if it's looking at the fact that it sees this expansion, perhaps in a financial sense for some of us, or, you know, if it isn't financial, it can just be a feeling of well-being and being able to be grounded. And also always spending time in nature, if the weather allows. Mercury is also an orb of this is a trine, Uranus in Taurus. Uranus retrograde, and of course Mercury's retrograding away from it, but when it goes direct, it will make that exact trine at some point to Uranus. So there's some stimulating ideas. They may not come to fruition right now, but there's some ideas that want to be looked at, changes that could be helpful in the future. Again, not the worst experience that I've seen in a full moon chart, you know. We do still have Pluto retrograde in orb of square to the nodes, south node in Libra's being visited by Ceres, the goddess of grain. So there's a lot going on in the land of legalities. And we have the north node in Aries, which wants to go quickly and wants to learn how to lead. And interestingly enough, the ruler of the North Node at this particular time is in the sign of the South Node, Libra. Mars has just recently gone in. It's only at 2 degrees of Libra, but we know in the United States that a lot of legal things are heating up. I mean, this is going to be also coming in closer to the eclipses of October. And so we have this energy going on in the sign of Libra for the solar eclipse. So we are in that idea of having the north node come to the south node sign is a kind of suggestion that we move more aggressively than Libra does when it can't make up its mind, you know, when it's fluctuating or it doesn't want to hurt anybody, you know, don't want to hurt any feelings, want to keep the peace. Well, Mars is in Libra. I mean, it's a funny conundrum to have fighting for peace as Mars in Libra is known to do. It seems like if you're fighting, there's no peace there. But since at this point we're looking at a north node in Aries, Mars ruling that, we can see that we get a look at how Libra can come forward and maybe not be, you know, sort of in a very warlike way, but hopefully in a desire for negotiation, a desire to reach justice, a desire, you know, to make something happen in terms of contracts or, you know, anything to do with making decisions that could be legal, like getting married, for instance. Or forming any kind of partnership, business partnership. Of course, you don't want to do that necessarily during the retrograde of Mercury, but, you know, you may be making steps, taking steps towards things. And this Mars in Libra is in what we call the inconjunct or quincunx, difficulty in accommodating. These two energies don't work together. This Mars in Libra is in that with both the Moon in Pisces and especially the Saturn energy. So this, again, this fearful malaise, this fear of this dissolution and confusion about structures, and there's Mars saying, let's get it happening, let's not wait, let's go. So we will feel all these things. It's in some way at the time of the full moon where we have feelings that are very strong. They are the strongest around the time of the full moon. But in general, the chart itself is not as difficult, as they say, not quite as prone to volatility or to lots of frustration. And that's a good thing, in my opinion. It's just my opinion. But anyway, so I wanted to do this separately from the weekly astrology forecast because of the retrograde of Uranus that I need to talk about and the Venus direct. So you'll have a separate podcast for that. And I do, as always, wish you the best in dealing with these events, these astronomical, astrological happenings. And I'll say goodbye for now.